Okay, apparently I muted myself, guys. So now I got to start all over again. I wanted to welcome everybody and say hello to everybody. So let me go back up to the chat box here and say hello again to Christina and Janet, Raylene, Christina. Oops, that's twice, Christina. Lisa? No, stop. Ooh. And Janet, Hosa, Maureen, John, Rebecca, Pamela, Mary, Sunshower, Agnes. Ooh, boop, 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 boop. See the chat box, every time you post, it scrolls all the way down. And then I have to keep scrolling all the way back up to find my order here. Let's see, I guess we're with Agnes. Hello. And I think you can hear me now, Agnes. Angela. Oops. Well, where are we? Maddie, Mike, Catherine, Chris, Ala, Mary, Hilda, Gerante. Hello, dear. And, ooh, where are we? Okay, where was I? Hilda, Janet. Yes, we will work with the archangels. All right, let me do this. I'll start from the bottom. Antoinette, Hilda, Pamela, Kiri, Deborah Eagle, from Tucson, Zuckerberg, Michael, Oshana, hello, dear. Let's chat later today. And we've got Pamela, Catherine, Peter, Ching, Kay, Helen, Tara, Janet, Maureen, Dee, Sabrine. Hello from Czechoslovakia, or to Czechoslovakia, Kimberly, Lori, Junko. From Japan, haven't heard from you in a while, Zuckerberg, Luna, Hilda, Miriam, Catherine, Nancy, Dee, Helen, Yamini, Luna, Angela, Antoinette, Christina, Sangeeta, Estella, Nancy, Catherine, Mary, Helen, Luna. Okay. Hello, you guys. Please post if you can hear me. Okay. Juan says, sounds great. Yeah, it's the first time I've muted myself. I think the system did it. I don't know what's the matter with the system. But I got to call customer service and tell them. Okay. Aisha, hello. And Kay and Estella. Amy and Pearl. Okay, Pearl Dog. Woof, woof. Pearl Dog, get ready. Pearl's my favorite long-distance doggy. Haven't met her yet. She's, I think, a husky. I love dogs. Just can't have one. Hello, Sandy. I hope you're doing well there in New York. Hey, you guys from New York City, if you could email me and let me know really what's going on, because I know there's a lot of fake news coming out of New York City. And I'd like to know personally if it's as bad as they project on ABC Evening News. Because I hear a lot of hospitals are kind of empty. Oh, we got Holland. Okay, good. Thanks, Mary. Loud and clear. All right. Post your stuff, you guys, on the chat box. I'm going to go to the Q&A page. Cynthia, post again if you can hear me. Okay, and hello, John there. He goes, good morning, fellow Earth travelers. What an amazing feeling to be connected 1 plus 1 equals 1. Ah, it's a new geometry. We are one. Okay, thank you for your blessings. And Leticia from Phoenix. Okie dokie, Leticia. We are going to do some really good manifesting today, aren't we, folks? Okay, thank you, Cynthia, for that post. Sue must be bringing in her comedy team. Way to make more lemonade. Ha ha. Yes, we can sell lemonade on the corner. Oh, boy. Kay, I hope you can hear me. And Maria, I hope you can hear me. Repost on the Q&A page. Same Bajani. No sound on the webcast. I don't know about that. If you guys are on the webcast and obviously can't hear me, hang up and call back in. That's usually what you need to do, or refresh your browser or refresh your computer or sign in with a different browser if you're having connection problems. Don't sign in on Internet Explorer, Safari or Chrome or Firefox. Okay, I'm going to take a caller here. John, you're live.
Good morning, Kenji.
Good morning.
Wow, blessings, blessings. This is a wonderful day. Thank you so much for all you do.
Hey, you're welcome. Anything you want to share? Questions, comments, anything like that?
You know, Kenji, I've been feeling and seeing around here in Lake Havasu City more smiles, more people namaste, sharing each other as they go through the park along the lake, dogs running and playing in the lake, people bicycling.
Nice.
Definitely quieter at night, and everyone seems to be honoring each other and respecting what we're going through. It's nice.
Nice. That's really nice. Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be. That's wonderful. People here in Nashville are, I don't know, kind of walking around half zombie-like, some of them, you know what I mean?
Well, we've got a rock garden here, a peace garden that I built in the last 18 months that people walk along, and people stop and share. They still keep their distance, but they, you know, we burn incense out there and candles at night,
yeah.
And it's just a beautiful feeling. It's amazing the number of smiles and thank yous and around town, and it's got its. I'm sure there are those that are scared and whatnot. My grandfather died in the 1918 influenza epidemic, 7 months before my father was born. So he was only 28 years old and a railroad worker, station agent. So we know that you have to respect it, but it's definitely, I think there's a lot of misinformation out there projected by the mainstream media, obviously. And so we just have to do our thing to keep our energy level high. And where they say a smile increases your immunity system and a frown brings it down.
So that's very true. Uh-huh. Nice. Well, thank you for that wonderful sharing.
Thank you, Kenji, so much.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm going to unmute Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Moshe Mosh. This is Lourdes. And Kenji, I am so happy that you're doing this. And I am so happy to be part of what everybody else is doing right now to connect with each other. I lost my mother just recently through a lot of things that I was going through I call it the big fight that we had, and very close to the time where they were not allowing me to see her in the nursing home. And so I realized after going through a lot of things with her, and because we were so close, that she's gone to a better place, you know, and I also realized that I don't, I sometimes think about, well, I don't, you know, some people want to hang on to their parents or, you know, they're deceased. Mm-hmm. But I feel like she's gone somewhere really cool. And, mm-hmm. And that's what makes me feel like, you know, a lot of people, we're the ones who mourn, but in reality, they're the ones who are doing well. And, you know, like you said, I was listening to the first transmission that you did, a few days ago. I listened to it all last night and this morning. And you said something that was very true, that, you know, those who have gone, especially our elderly, because she was 87 years old, mm-hmm. They are on the other side doing just great things. And so this gives me a lot of love and healing that I needed. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that everybody has come together to do this. And I'm one of those who is here with my doggy, and my kids are with their families. I just stay in touch with them over the phone. But, you know, I just am here to be part of the whole thing and understand and take care and do my prayers and my connection with my higher self.
Nice. Thank you for that. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that.
Yes, thank you. Yes, it just came at a time where I didn't know what exactly was going on. Mm-hmm. But I also realized, like you said, that sometimes some people are going to leave us at a time like this. And as much as you try to hang on, sometimes it's just better for the higher healing and to continue in life, you know, to do other things and prepare for what you want in life. And this morning, it helped me out to listen to that first transmission that you did a few days ago that I purchased last night.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. And hi to your mom.
Yes, thank you. Yes, okay. He was so thin, I'm telling you. So, you know, I understand little by little everything. Everybody's entitled to saying goodbyes and, you know, to go through that. And so it's important to also to connect with families any way we can.
Yes, exactly. The healing of the family.
Healing of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And also letting them know, you know, that some of the things that are happening do not have to, we can see each other, but we don't have to be in that fear, you know, all
mm-hmm.
the time.
Yes.
Because, that's how I felt, like, okay, I could see you from afar. It's okay, you know,
mm-hmm.
but I don't want to be fearful of things because, like, right now I'm honoring the life of my mother who was here, but we have to continue. And sometimes, you know, we need what is going on right now, like, come together. And being in prayer and understanding certain things that if we keep on connecting to the TV and other people sending you stuff, you'll never really get through it because you're thinking about other things. And I just need to, you know, concentrate on my surroundings and myself right now and what's going on, and being also mindful of the prayer and sending that love out there to others. And I'm trying to think about just thinking about the people that are still around me, you know, and that's important. And I appreciate it. I was going to say, I'm looking for another word there, but, you know, you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. Thank you very much, dear.
Thank you.
Okay, Anonymous, you're unmuted.
Hi, thank you.
Hi.
It's Christina. Hi, honey. Glad you got back on.
Okay. What would you like to share with us?
A couple of things. There seems to be, you know, I'm about 2 hours outside of Toronto. There seems to be a real increase of what's going on with 5G, and my skin is getting all itchy again. And this is one of the manifestations, and it kind of makes you kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. It, you know, it's like an anxiety-provoking thing, and your brain starts spinning. So there seems to be an increase in that. And Ontario has kind of been a hot spot for that for a while. And so I'm asking if maybe we can, you know, work more on that today. And then also I saw your email where you had met, where you had posted something that Michael had written, which I thought was really lovely. And, you know, for myself too, I'm renting a room in a house where, you know, the people here are quite negative rather than spiritual. It's very, very tough, and they keep hitting out against the light. And with the virus, it's hard to move. I rent a room in somebody else's house, and at this point I can only handle $500 a month in Canadian money, which is now 50% less than American, by the way. So it's tanked.
Wow.
Yeah, we're trading out at the last thing that I tried to pay for on an Canadian card in the U.S. charged at 1.47.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's really, and our goods are twice as much as yours are. Mm-hmm. So it, so I'm asking also that I have the people, the situations, the circumstances, just to have really financial, positive, consistent cash flow, and also to move, to find a place. You know, I had wanted to go back to the Mediterranean where I thrived, my artwork thrived, I could do my energetic healing work with people, counseling, you know, all kinds of things. And I also have a big background in the entertainment business in out of L.A. for 30-odd years. So there are all kinds of things that I could monetize to make money. So whatever, you know, is blocking that, and if you've got any keys like you did with Michael with the house, and then finding the right place for me to live. Because I've been stuck in this town where I am now for almost 2 years with a concussion. It has been like a nightmare.
Okay. We'll do what we can. We're
going
to cover
you.
The bases. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. God bless you, Kenji. Thank you.
Okay. Blessings. Okay. I'm going to unmute Jennifer from Texas.
Hey, Kenji.
Hi.
How are you? Oh, thank you so much for doing this.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So I'm here in Austin, same city as Darius. Oh. In fact, we were just texting the other day. So, yeah, greetings from Austin. And I feel blessed because I'm working with a functional medicine acupuncturist. And he's a very powerful shaman. And so obviously we're healthcare, and, you know, I'm just every day full of so much gratitude that I have this high vibrational office to go to where there's, you know, we're not talking about the fear, but addressing immunity, you know, and just really teaching our patients about that. And then I also do energy healing. And so, you know, just bringing about more peace and acceptance, even though I find myself angry that I don't have a gym to go to every day or a yoga studio. So just doing my own practices, but yeah, missing that human interaction. And it's so funny that the caller, Georgina, right before, I'm also in a very low vibrational living situation and looking to get out ASAP. So I would really love to address that. But it's so funny because, like, when I go to work and every day I'm in such high vibrations, like full of so much gratitude and able to share that with the planet is so lovely. And then I come home to a place that should be that same kind of space, and it's not, and it's like this whole dichotomy. But I see this whole thing, you know, I see the divine perfection in all of this.
Yep, got to do that.
Yeah.
We'll cover the bases in the activation.
Beautiful.
Okay. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you so. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for doing this, Kenzie.
And blessings to Austin.
Oh, thank you. You as well.
Mm-hmm. We were there once. We did one event at the House of Light. Michelle Claret. Look her up, Austin. She's a wonderful lady. She hosts events in her big living room. Okay, I'm going to go. You can lower your hands, you guys, that have shared on the phone. I'm going to go back to the chat box here. Let's see. I guess you guys are still posting. Okay. Well, let's see. Let's start from the most recent. Estella says, I think wave already started. Okay, let's see. Okay, Sabine, I think that's how you pronounce your name. And this is what all of you are going to do when you go out there, out in the world. You're going to take the pillars of light with you. And those of you that work in any kind of a medical setting, you definitely want to call forth these pillars of light for the physical space or the whole building, actually. But you can do it primarily for the room that you work in. Because then the patients are going to feel something. They're not going to know, but they're going to feel perhaps a sense of calm and peace in spite of what's happening. And that's part of what the pillars of light do. They help create a very safe space. I can't emphasize it enough, activating the four pillars of light for your home, for your workplace, whenever you are out there in the marketplace doing your shopping, whatever. Take it with you. Put it around your car. And as we say, don't make your car invisible except to radar and police. Otherwise, you'll be visible to everybody else, okay? All right. Yes, this is a big global day, Deborah. We are going to do a planetary meditation. Be patient, Pamela. We're going to get to the activation. We have plenty of time today. Thank you for sharing, Estella. We will do that in the activation. Okay, not to worry, Estella. If you are not hearing me, you guys, hang up and call back in. Refresh your computer. Thanks, Janet. Oh, hello, Catherine Aptos. I used to live there. Went to school at Cabrillo. We're going to start soon, folks. Be patient. Okay, so what I'd like to just overview for a moment before getting the activation. So this is a time for discernment. I know a lot of you are listening to alternative news as well as perhaps the traditional news on mainstream media, etc. So the discernment is about knowing what is true and disregarding everything else that's not true. So this is part of our learning. We are going through a null zone, so to speak. When we come out of this zone, the world's going to be how we create it. So the more intentional prayers that we express, the sooner it's going to happen. And remember, since each one of us are on a different level of reality, what can be your neighbor's reality obviously doesn't have to be yours. And perhaps part of the challenge is to step out of your comfort zone and start talking to these people that are not awake and that are in fear or in some kind of set belief system where they can only see a certain amount of reality, and then that's it. Maybe it's your job to begin to educate them as to possibilities. Remember, most people don't understand that they create their reality and their experiences. We're also going to be challenged, as you know, with staying within and not extending our focus out there to be scatterbrained and off-center. It's a time for the family to heal. It's actually a time, if you have any issues with anybody that you're still in contact with, to contact them and make amends, to clear the air, so to speak. And I'll give you an example. When Kobe suddenly passed away, there were these athletes that who had grudges against other players and or maybe owners and coaches, and they began to kind of all of a sudden realize that they need to apologize to that person or those people and to make amends, basically. So this is also a time, especially with your family, to make amends. Now, Matthew's message that was posted on my timeline at Facebook, it wasn't an in-depth message, but he talked about how each soul, per their soul agreement, may not choose the exact way in which they're going to make transition, but when their contract is finished or up, they will leave. They may go suddenly. They may go unexpectedly, and they may go in sort of a what we call a traumatic way. So it has been said that there are no victims. That's kind of hard to take on one level here. But understand that it's all divinely orchestrated from the other side. And it is true that those that pass perhaps can do greater work from the other side than when they were here physically, especially if they were physically limited, shall we say. This is a time to bring up all your unconscious fears and whatever judgments you have about anything and everything, especially yourself, it's time to reach out in spite of your comfort zone. If you see somebody struggling out there in the marketplace, perhaps you're being called to just give a smile or say hello or send them compassion. Maybe that's all it takes. So again, do your best to come out of your comfort zone, because we're in a place where, in a way, nobody knows how we're going to make it through this. And we have to keep trust and faith. All right. So we want you to start talking to your body right now. And we're going to ask your body to show you emotionally and energetically where it's stuck with its energy flow. It could be the heart. It could be the liver. It could be a joint. It could be your lower back. It could be your brain. Talk to your body right now for the activation. And we're going to ask you to bring your body fully into this activation in all parts of you, the emotional part, the psychological part, all of your so-called mind. We're going to ask your ego to enjoy the ride today. All right. So again, we're going to give for new people the protocol to do, so that you could stay in a very secure place within. So we're going to activate the four pillars of light from the archangels for your home or wherever you are right now. And actually feel these as pillars of light that are being anchored into the ground on multidimensional levels, and that your house or wherever you are physically is very safe. Now, we're going to work with Metatron's cube, and you don't have to know what it looks like, geometrically speaking. You can either do one of two things. You could put it around your body, or you can put it right in the center of your brain, whatever feels most comfortable for you. Okay, so we're going to use the power of the breath to relax all levels of anxiety and nervousness, and all levels of insecurity, and all levels of confusion and conflict. Okay, breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. And we're going to breathe in to activate your solar plexus once again. Activating your divine connection with your power. Not only physically, but spiritually. And allow whatever energy that is not yours to leave on the out-breath. You're going to disengage from tribal consciousness and the chaos of the world, from your intellect, your ego, your emotional body. We're going to release all levels of fake news. And this is most important. You're going to, once and for all, disengage from the collective astral plane. You can see it as a matrix of energy that's fading away and disappearing. And you're going to create the thought within the heart that you will forever be free from all influences from the collective astral plane. Continue to breathe into your power center and now begin to activate your sacral chakra and your base chakra, your hip chakras, your knee chakras, your ankle chakras, your feet chakras. And then align through your feet chakras, through your earth star chakra, into the ascension energies of the earth. Of Gaia. Open up your hand chakras, your wrists, your elbows, your shoulder joint chakras. There's a chakra point at the base of the skull. And there are chakra points above your crown. Okay, let's breathe the power of compassion down into your base chakra. And allow this vibration of compassion to work with any unconscious fears regarding survival. Not enough money. Not the right place to live. What if I lose my job? What if I run out of food? All these survival instincts. Bring that energy deep into the unconscious part of your base chakra. And allow the power of compassion and gratitude to uplift those energies, just like the violet light can lift up into the oneness all dense energies of duality and conflict. Breathe that beautiful energy into the sacral chakra. Into those areas of the unconscious where you do not completely trust yourself or God or the universe. Allow this vibration to uplift any and all dense energies in your sacral chakra up into the light. Now, breathe this light down into your legs to any part of that part between your hips and your toes that have been in discomfort, pain, injury, trauma, especially the knees and the feet. All right, we're going to call forth the Council of 14, and we're going to call forth now specifically the presence of Sanat Kumara. Take a deep breath. Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, take another deep breath. The Archangel Metatron and Michael, Gabriel and Raphael, the Arcturians, the elders from Cassiopeia, Andromeda, and the enlightened aspects of the Pleiades, Now feel the power of the great central sun activating your heart chakra and your still point. Another slow deep breath. Are you going to call forth the power of this 444 portal gateway? Allow your body to begin to receive through the nervous system now. Breathing deeply through the heart, activating the sacred chambers within the heart, the power to manifest, the power to receive guidance and blessings, the ability to receive the power of grace for your physical healing, for your emotional healing, for your psychological healing. Let's open up the throat chakra, releasing any remaining levels of constriction and limitation to your personal expression in the world and also in the spiritual realms. Going to call forth the Elohim of peace. And we're going to call forth the enlightened aspects from the kingdoms within the inner earth. Bring forth your inner child to receive. I'm going to ask your guardian angels to be very present with you. Allowing your throat to be fully connected with the vibrations of your soul, your oversoul, your I Am Presence, your divine spirit. And allow your throat to be fully united with your heart and your power center. Take a deep breath. Now begin to completely disengage from the physical realm of the earth matrix. And begin to bring your awareness to the fourth level beyond the earth, beyond the stratosphere, beyond Van Allen belt, into that vibration that is very pure and clean and clear. going to disengage from the matrix of pain and suffering. And from that level, bring awareness up into the brain and your third eye center, pineal, pituitary, thalamus, hypothalamus, temporal lobes. Into your vagus nerve system. I'm going to bring in clarity into the limbic system. Take a deep breath. Allow your pineal gland to resonate with the essence of the central sun. Uniting with your throat chakra and your heart chakra and your power center, as well as your hand chakras. Continue to release any remaining levels of tension in your physical body. From head to toe. Continue to release any remaining energies that are not yours from your field. Now feel a stream of pure divine light coming from the central sun and bathing the inside of your body, the inside of your spinal cord, your chakra system, your nadis, your endocrine system, your vagus nerve system. Bathing the energy field around your bodies. Bathing all of your subtle bodies. As if you are letting go of the weight that you have been carrying, the heaviness of humanity, of the world situation, of the unknown. Letting go of everything that feels heavy and dense. Let go of the pain around the eyes and the heaviness within the chest and the denseness within the solar plexus. And the anxiety within your base chakra. And feel as if now you're taking a cosmic shower that is washing away sadness, the grief, the sorrow of the current world situation. And allow your inner child to let go of its discomfort, of its uneasiness, of its uncertainty. Now bring awareness from that oversoul level into the center of your brain, invoking the power of Metatron's cube for your brain. Keeping the focus directly in the center of the brain. Allowing the light to begin to move through all of the cells within your brain, your gray matter, through the blood vessels within the brain, all of the nerves, the neurons, the bony structure of your brain called the cranial bones. Allow this vibration to move down from the center of your brain, down through the fourth ventricle to the brain stem, and then gently spiraling down and through and around your spinal column. And we're going to ask the presence of Sanat Kumara and Yeshua, Sananda, Maitreya, and their councils of light to work with us in clearing the planetary grid of all dense energies. So let's start with your local environment, where you live, your neighborhood, your city, and eventually your state, county, and province. We're asking the Earth to fully receive this infusion of light into her grid system, to reestablish the original divine blueprint of Earth's grid system. So simply be a clear and perfect channel. for the energy and the information to move through you to the earth. That your body right now is a clear and perfect channel for the light to be infused more deeply into the multidimensional layers of the grid system of the earth. You're going to call forth divine protection. We're also going to collectively ask Prime Creator for divine intervention for the peoples of the earth, for the elementals of the earth, for the nature spirits of the earth, for all creatures upon the earth, all of our pets, ancestors, family members. Going to ask Prime Source for the release of individual and collective judgments. And for all of humanity to be healed of its fracture, of its psychic fracture due to any and all current past life traumas, feel these blessings moving through the grid system of your neighborhood and all throughout the planet, inside the planet, as well as upon the surface of the planet and the astral field of the planet. Remaining the Voyager, remaining in that place of oneness. We ask for this divine intervention to move through all layers within the earth that have been traumatized and misused and abused. That all things be now known, that the truth now be manifest and expressed. We ask for the shadow aspect of humanity through divine intervention to be healed now, to be uplifted into God's consciousness. We ask for the divine plan to be restored now upon the earth, that its original divine timeline be reestablished. Now let's take a slow deep breath and keep our awareness now in the center of the brain as well as the center of the heart. And from these two places that have become one, we're going to allow a few minutes of earth time for each of you to create your vision. First of all, spiritually. Using the power of manifestation that is your inherent gift to create spiritually, energetically, that which you wish to be in the world, well, in all worlds. A free soul, a free spirit. Re-establishing the gifts from your home realm. Bringing back, collecting, as it were, your gifts of manifestation. And bringing that into your body, into your hands, into your feet, into your spine. And in the mind of God, envision now how you want your mind to be. How you want your I Am Presence to channel through your mind. How you want to perceive your reality and your new earth, your new world. How you want to live in the world, the vision of you. And how you want to live emotionally through your physical embodiment. How you want to express the love and the joy and the compassion, the wisdom, the inspiration, the harmony, the balance, the creativity, the wisdom of you. Feel how you want to express in the world. Free to express. And on a physical level, to dig deep within your unconscious and past lives, Akashic records, to finally release any and all vows of poverty. To release all vows of not being able to receive fully. Releasing all considerations about money and wealth and power. releasing low levels of self-esteem, releasing the judgments of your inner child. Releasing the resistance to change. Releasing the fear of enlightenment, of awakening, of moving through the null zone. And envisioning physically how you want your body to walk upon the earth. How you want your body to manifest your essence. Releasing through the out-breath, take a deep breath, of all inherited illnesses and diseases, mental illness, miasms, astral influences that have affected the well-being of your physical embodiment, past life afflictions. All manner of fear of dying. And any fears of facing your life review in your embodiment. We will give you some moments in silence. We're going to ask for the presence of Sanatamara to be with each one of you in deep meditation and silence, for guidance, for reflection, and for feedback. Sanat Kumara. I'm going to ask Prime Source, Divine Right Timing, to clear the pathway for the integration and embodiment of your I Am through your physical embodiment. For your awakening to be one of grace and joy and gentleness and bliss. To be one of ecstatic union. Free of all distortions and illusions. Now, using the power of Metatron's cube, sacred geometry, using your innate wisdom from your high self, create now not only the knowing, but the energetic seal of protection against all forms of negative technology, be it 2, 3, 4, 5G networks, chemtrails, HARP, DARPA, CERN, negative ley lines that are being healed, Wi-Fi, microwaves, cell towers, all man-made viruses and bacteria, all chemicals and toxicity, and that you are choosing now for your physical embodiment to breathe in clean air, to drink pure water, blessed water, to ingest pure healthy foods, for your immune system in your physical, etheric, emotional, mental bodies, to be of the highest strength and empowerment. And that your awareness and your body rises above all levels of discord and conflict, chaos and confusion and fear. Divinely protected against all levels of mass hypnosis, subliminal programming, negative nanotechnology, and that you, as a spiritual being, stand firmly within your divine right to declare your sovereignty your complete sovereignty upon the earth and in the heavens. Don't you call forth the presence of Yeshua and Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, for guidance, for feedback, for clarity. We also, from the Lord God of our beingness, ask for divine protection for all beings that are holding the light on this planet, including our president. And all those in our governments. That are paving the way for the establishment of new earth. And all those that are serving for the freedom of all beings. We ask all of the helper angels to give direct comfort and solace to all those that appear to be suffering. And in distress. And for those angels of transition, to comfort all of those that are now choosing to make their transition into the next world. And to directly, telepathically communicate with their family members. To give them comfort. And to all the animals that are choosing to make their passage back to their group soul. we ask for special blessings to all of the wildlife that are giving up their incarnation to tell us what is really happening. The bees and the birds, the dolphins, the whales, the turtles, the seals. May blessings be upon the earth. Now make a choice. If you are ready to make new moves in your career, your housing, your employment, your relationships, to now activate the courage within you to make these moves in divine right timing, to trust in the unknown, to activate the power within you for faith, and to trust your direct intuition, following the heart. Now, feel that force field of light all around you in all directions, on all dimensional levels of your embodiment. Feeling completely aligned with the ascension process of the earth. Choosing to allow into your space only that which is of the oneness, Christed awareness, unconditional love and compassion. Now tap into your source of creativity for your new beginnings. Tapping into that place which will assist you in creating new livelihood in the new world. And choosing to use your innate gifts and talents and abilities in complete faith that you are on divine assignment. And that you are about your Father's business. So now we're going to breathe in the vibration of integration in divine right timing on all levels. Once and for all, being free of all fear and worry and concern. Feel the changes in the bottoms of your feet, in the palms of your hands, at the base of your skull, at the base of your spine, in your solar plexus, in your chest, in your throat, in your forehead, top of your head, inside your brain. Feel the presence of the four pillars of light Council of 14. And your assignment until the next planetary gathering, meditation, transmission, will be to meditate with Sanat Kamara. And also the Christ family. And the Sacred Heart of Mother Earth, the Earth Mother, and the Great Central Sun, Alpha and Omega. I'm going to breathe in the power now of that golden infinity power. Reuniting all aspects of the fragmented self and personality. Bringing back into union that which has been fragmented. Restoring your timeline to your original divine matrix. Before the fall of man. Allowing the body to completely reheal and reset itself. Brain function, nervous system function, cardiovascular function, joints, connective tissue, muscles, vagus nerve system. The endocrine system, your digestion, liver, gallbladder, kidneys, adrenal glands, spleen, stomach, thyroid, thymus, reproductive organs, bladder, appendix, duodenum, your skin, now some of you may wish to stay in the zone for further receiving. Those that are ready to come back, begin to come back to your physical body in the earth plane, more focused, more grounded, more alert. And those that will come back later, you make sure that you're grounded and focused. Drinking water. So those ready to come back now, I am here, I am now, I am. More awake, more alive, more present. And when you're ready, slowly open the eyes. Allowing the brain to adjust knowing that we are moving into the great planetary reset and upgrade. So gently stretch. I'm going to ask all of your pets to continue to receive through the Archangel Ariel. and directly from the Earth Mother, the blessings. Andy, Animal Kingdom reset and upgrade. Trust your guidance to reach out to those that are in need of communication, love, and support. This is the time to know who you are and what you want to do with your life. Continue to practice in meditation. That which you desire for yourself and this world. All is well. Be of good cheer. And remember to channel your comedy team. Many blessings. And thank you for your service to the planet, to humanity. Continue to receive the blessings. Continue to be the ambassador of peace. Now, you may want to, on your own, after this call has ended, to om 33 times, silently or out loud. This will help to further integrate the downloads. Om from the heart. Om from the solar plexus. Om from the core of your body. Thank you for your attendance. Until next time, many blessings.